For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report on a Saturday morning. Your report is brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Check them out, flatbed trailers, maybe a car hauler you're looking for, enclosed trailer. They got many different options. And don't forget, but they can customize any trailer to fit your needs, or they can start from scratch and customize that trailer. That's all at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Well, coming up here this week, it is the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. 97 years of the National Convention, and it takes a lot of talent, time, and work to make a convention happen and be successful, including on the sponsorship side. Fellow broadcaster Chad Smith has more details on one of those sponsors at the National FFA Convention.
In its 97th year, the 2024 National FFA Convention is expected to hit record attendance when more than 70,000 students assemble in Indianapolis October 23rd through the 26th. In attendance will also be Nutrien Ag Solutions, who earlier this year announced a multi-year commitment to the National FFA of nearly $850,000. Spencer Harris, Senior Vice President of Global Retail Operations, shares insights about Nutrien's support of FFA for their efforts in developing next-generation talent for the ag industry.
One of Nutrien's mottos is leading the future of global agriculture. With our 26,000 employees and 2,000 retail locations globally, it's critical for our customers and business to have new candidates interested in helping Nutrien feed the world. We are a large organization, but we also want to be present locally. And being partnerships with the FFA allows us to be good stewards in our communities and understand and help fulfill some of the needs more locally.
Currently, the agricultural workforce is experiencing gaps in the number of workers needed with technical skills to fill roles in innovation, digital technology, and sustainability. Together, the FFA and companies like Nutrien are addressing this issue by collaborating on new academic platforms that focus on technology-based skill building for high school ag students. Harris explains how this type of collaboration is a winning approach for both the industry and students.
The National Sponsors Board has allowed us to have a say in the curriculum for the future farmers of America. And I think that is extremely important as agriculture is changing and what is required of individuals for the future of agriculture is changing as well. By the sponsor board being part of that curriculum decisions has really helped form a curriculum that we believe is going to be valuable in the future.
Many of today's leaders in agriculture once wore the blue and gold jacket, like Kristen Rutgers, project manager for training and development with Nutrien Ag Solutions. As a former National FFA officer, Rutgers shares insights about the opportunities provided to her as a high school student.
We live in a world today that has a lot of opportunities for young people as they're stepping out of their further education and into careers. My time as a member of the National FFA organization, all the way from the chapter, state, and national level, is really a time that was marked by significant growth that's carried into my career today. I can see the skills and capabilities that I built influencing the work that I do as a member of the Nutrien team. Simple things like communicating effectively all the way to problem solving and building relationships.
Rutgers brings a unique perspective from her time as an ag student to now as an employee of an industry-leading ag company, giving advice to FFA members who are preparing to join the workforce.
Careers are definitely a journey, and there's always more growth and learning to happen. My primary advice would just be an encouragement to have students lean into agriculture as a career path. And the ag industry is dotted with all kinds of experiences that will take students from where they thought they were going to where they really need to be.
Nutrien Ag Solutions is the world's largest agricultural retailer, providing farmers with crop inputs and services to help safely feed a growing world. To learn more about career opportunities with Nutrien, in, visit their website at NutrientAgSolutions.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Alrighty, Chad, thank you very much. Yeah, National FFA Convention this coming week in Indianapolis, the 97th year of National FFA, and we hope to have some additional coverage here on Chasm Radio, so listen in here for the week ahead. And also coming up quickly, well, not next week, but in a few weeks, is election time. We'll have a new president elected here in the U.S. And, well, our neighbors to the north could also be seeing a political change. Our favorite up north farm broadcaster Dennis Guy has more details.
Along with a looming American presidential election, Canadians are also watching the possibility of an abrupt change in its own political leadership. Justin Trudeau, Canada's prime minister for almost 10 years, is now coming under intense pressure to step aside by his own Liberal Party. Canada is scheduled to hold its own federal election next year. Sensing Trudeau's sinking popularity, the Federal Conservative Party is attempting to force an election sooner. The Conservatives, led by Pierre Poilievre, is pushing a parliamentary non-confidence vote through its Axe the Tax slogan, referring to the Liberals' carbon tax implemented on high-carbon-emitting industries. For the past year, Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has been spearheading a very aggressive campaign against Trudeau in Parliament and on a cross-country tour.
After 8 years of Justin Trudeau, everything costs more. That corresponds with the carbon tax. Higher taxes on the farmers who make the food means higher taxes on all who buy the food. Life wasn't like this before Trudeau, and it won't be like this after he's gone.
And Poilievre has gained more traction with that message recently in a proposed border carbon adjustment tax intended to level the playing field for Canada's high carbon emitting domestic industries. However, the director of the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute, Tyler McCann, says that applying tariffs on imported farm inputs would only mean additional costs for Canada's domestic agriculture. McCann cited current tariffs on Russian fertilizer into Canada in place since Russia invaded Ukraine, and that government rebates should be put in place for Canadian farmers for the existing domestic tax program.
The border carbon adjustment is going to be really focused on those emissions-intense sectors like cement and steel manufacturing. Agriculture is just too complicated for anybody to figure out how do you actually do this in a meaningful way. It's more expensive because we have a domestic price on carbon. Because we're already paying, there should also be a rebate on the domestic price, and that should probably get more attention than the border carbon adjustment.
Tyler McCann says a border carbon adjustment tax will only complicate agricultural trade. Trading partners such as the European Union, where farmers are not subject to their emissions trading system, or the U.S., which has not imposed a price on carbon.
I think it just speaks to the complexity of this. A situation like the United States, where they're not going to have a price on carbon. If you look around the world at these changes, we've had this year a European set of elections. We've got a new commission backing off on some of their environmental policies. European farmers are not subject to their emission trading system. It just doesn't seem likely that we're going to have domestic prices on carbon around the world that need to be leveled out through a border carbon adjustment.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. And also thank you to Chad Smith this week for being featured on our Central Minnesota Farm Report. Your report brought to you by Minnesota Trailer Sales and Service. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.